Then we understand compassion as the following. Compassion is seeing what they see, hearing what they hear, and feeling what they feel. When we see a person experience a transition that involves a major loss of some kind, and our desire is to help them, this is what we do. We must see what they see, hear what they hear, and feel what they feel. This is having compassion. When we are willing to enter into another person's life and into their pain, we are able to be moved with compassion. If we are flying high with things going well, and we become aware of someone walking through a difficult time, we sometimes do not have immediate compassion for them. But if we stop long enough, go for a visit, and listen to them, then we will develop compassion for them. If we are running so fast that we don't take the time to do this, there is little chance that even the most merciful person on this earth will be moved with compassion for them. When we understand their situation and enter into their feelings, we will develop compassion. Why? It happens because we are beginning to see what they see, hear what they hear, and feel what they feel. As Jesus moved through the people and was with the people, he became compelled by compassion. Just as he did this and was moved with great emotion, we have to do the same by being willing to enter into their pain, suffering, and loss. You know this has happened when you drive away from someone's home after they have lost their spouse or child to death, and all you can think about is what they must be going through. I have done this many times through the years. At times, it results in you waking up in the middle of the night, and your mind goes straight to them. You recall their words.